Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
If you are a golf nerd like myself and Brian, pretty interesting stuff about to shake down. Keegan Bradley set to make his Ryder Cup picks. Later in the week, we're going to have our boy Brendan Porath from Shotgun Start on the program to kind of break down everything going on with the Ryder Cup. But right now, we're getting to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do? Neil, you there, bud? Sure, we got him. Going to be interesting to see Greenberg's opinion on kind of where this football season is coming now, man. Like, ready or not, here we go. Neil, of course, writes for the Washington Post. You can read his work there. We're going to try to get him on a better connection. Going forward, I think I like this tweet from Greenberg about the McLaurin deal, about the actual structure and the guaranteed cash. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is not bad for compromise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They met in the middle, and I think it kind of lands in a spot where Terry, if he never plays another snap, has got $45 million in the bank.
$44 million,
yeah,
stuck.
And
I think that's the whole thing.
And the team
about
is in a decent spot.
He was going to make what base salary this year?
Greenberg, you there, bud?
15, I think.
I'm
it was,
here.
Right?
You there?
Okay, yeah, dude. So I liked your tweet from about an hour ago. The Terry deal lands good for both people, the team and Terry.
Yeah, I think the class that gets hurt the most are these 30-year-old wide receivers that saw what happened in the market, right? Terry McLaurin had everything in his favor, monster year, great guy, need him on the team, et cetera, et cetera. And the organization still dug in and didn't give him anywhere close to what he was asking. So, it's absolutely great for the Commanders. McLaurin's back. McLaurin made a lot of money, and the organization maintained financial flexibility. But I do think going forward, aging wide receivers are going to have a tough time negotiating this market.
It's going to be interesting to watch it unfold. If he continues to play, he'll continue to make more money. As we get closer and closer to the season, how are you feeling about this Commanders team? Like, there was the Brian Robinson trade, which was probably the big upset, the big surprise. I've thought the Terry deal would get done all along. It finally gets done in late August. Like, now it's just about football. We saw the roster cuts yesterday. Not a ton of surprises. I mean, they only kept five wideouts, if you want to try to track that down. How do you feel about this Washington team, and how does that compare to how you felt about them maybe a month ago, 2 months ago?
I feel fine. I don't think my expectations have changed one way or the other. Like you, I thought McLaurin would be ready for game one in terms of the contract. I was surprised about Brian Robinson, but hey, I listened to Ben Standing on your show, and he said that was something that could happen a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that it necessarily changes much. It changes who gets the carries when, but I don't think it really impacts the production of it all that much. Look, the key of the season, last year's key of the season was developing Jaden Daniels. They did that. This year is going to be to keep him healthy and just integrate, obviously, Terry McLaurin into the offense because he didn't have a preseason, but also Deebo Samuel, a new piece of the puzzle, a very important piece of the puzzle. You know, what does that look like? And, you know, I think Deebo is probably the big winner because I think that means he probably gets a little more carries now that Brian Robinson's not here, but that's just me guessing.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a part of the run game anyway, and that's probably why they felt they could let Brian go. I just think that if number five is healthy and the threat for him to run, things are going to be a little different. The fact that, you know, you got Terry, you got the passing game, but Deebo being on the field is going to open up things not only for Terry, but even for Jaden, because now you got to worry about Deebo.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely adds a new wrinkle to the offense. There's a lot of parts that you don't know what they're going to do, right? Like, you talked about Jaden passing or running, Deebo catching or running, you know, Terry McLaurin being a threat. There's just a lot of things that the defense needs to account for. And I think the Washington coaching staff did a real good job last year of mixing it up, you know, trying to disguise the plays. There was some study out there that looked at the predictability of offenses, and Washington was ranked relatively low. I mean, they did a good job of being unpredictable. You know, that's the key to the modern NFL offense, and I'm intrigued about what's going to happen this year because I do think that this team will be fun to watch. I can see a lot of highlights on social media just from the fact of, you know, people are going to be doing things that you don't normally see the positions do.
You know, I think Andy Reid's success has always been he works on having matchup advantages. And I believe that Deebo can be end up anywhere. So a defense saying, oh, Debo's in the game, you can't just say that because he could be a slot, he could be out wide, he could be in the backfield. So you may put somebody in there to have to deal with him that he's going to definitely have a matchup advantage over.
Yeah, and then what does that mean for Terry? Like, what, like on the outside? Like, yeah. You know, what does that mean for him? Or Jaden Daniels seeing a big gap up the middle? Like I said, I think this is going to be one of the most highlight, you know, highlight-driven teams of this year. Like, we know that Patrick Mahomes is going to make some weird play, sidearm, you know, on his head or something like that. But I think Washington week in and week out, you know, with Jaden, with Terry McLaurin, with Deebo Samuel, like, doing things, I think it's going to be – there's going to be a lot of highlights, highlight reels of this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was ESPN put together that, like, watchability matrix, and – the Commanders were at the top of the list just because you got star players. You got a cool offense. Last year, everything seemed to come down to the wire.
There'll be high-scoring games.
Right, exactly. I think you're right on about that. I think it's going to be – I can't wait for football season to get here. One area we haven't talked about a ton so far is fantasy. But now – unless you're in a weird league, like now, the next 2 weeks are when fantasy drafts are hitting, right? The next probably 9 days or something. What have you learned through training camp? Where are you looking in fantasy? Where are you not looking?
So I read my colleague Kilgore's note about, you know, the running back situation in Washington. I think Bill is really high on some lists as opposed to what the reality is. So I'm actually fading him, not because I don't think he's going to be good or be a part of the offense, but I just think the risk-reward situation for him going as high as the 6th or 7th round when he's probably an 11th round pick is a little bit too rich for me. I do think that Trey Benson in Arizona is someone to look for. You got McMillan, the rookie in Carolina, seems to be the starter as long as he's healthy. You got a guy like Ray Davis in Buffalo who could be, you know, the goal line back, which is really where the fantasy points are highly leveraged. And so those are the type of guys that I'm looking for. I will say, like, overall, I think wide receiver is going to be the key to this year's draft. You want to get one or two within the first three rounds and then just start sprinkling them in the middle rounds when other positions like running back and tight end are kind of in a dead zone. QB, look, Jayden Daniels as like the first or second quarterback taken in the draft, I don't think is far-fetched. There aren't that many dual threat quarterbacks out there. So that's definitely something that I would look at. And, you know, I think running backs, you get your anchor guy early, first round, second round, maybe third round, and then just try to fill in late with some late bloomers.
Sure. I think there's just so much. You know, I was talking with somebody this morning, and they asked me about the Commanders. This time of year, everybody, I bump into ladies at the grocery store, they're asking me about the Commanders. And I boil it down to Jayden, man. Like, I think they have good players. I think their defense should be better. You know, there's lots of moving parts. But in the end, having Jayden Daniels on your team, on your roster, is why I think not in the top tier, but the Commanders are an actual Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If Jayden Daniels and the offense gives you anything like last year and the defense improves, well, you'd have to argue that's a step up from the NFC championship team from last year, right? Because the offense was historically efficient and the defense wasn't great. So if you have like a little bit of a step up on the defense and the offense can give you something close to what you got last year, there's really no reason why they can't be considered a fringe title contender. You know, the schedule is harder, but look, I mean, these are NFL players. I mean, they're paid to adapt along with the coaching staff and make stuff happen. And, you know, they have new things too. Like we talked about Deebo Samuel earlier. So, you know, there's a lot that could go right. There's no reason this team has to regress off of last year, right? Like there's a lot of talk about that. I've certainly talked about it. But you know, there's no binary, yes, they will regress, no, they won't regress. The offense could regress a little bit. The defense could become a lot better, right? The offense could become a lot better, and the defense might stay the same or get a little bit worse. I mean, there's so many different things that they get lucky on special teams a couple of times. Like, this team doesn't have to regress. They're certainly, you know, don't have as easy of a path as they did last year, but the team is different too, so we really don't know. So I just say, look, be optimistic. I mean, there's no reason not to be optimistic. And, you know, from a fan perspective, root for the team and feel really good about what's been put on the field as of late.
I know people always say, well, the defense is going to have tape now. Well, it's stuff that Cliff going to run that you don't have on tape. And you have a quarterback now who didn't make mistakes, multiple mistakes in the same situations last year. You think he's going to just all of a sudden go to making all those mistakes in his second year when he didn't do it in his rookie year?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, I mean, the tape thing, there's no tape with Deebo Samuels on this offense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or Bill.
And,
or Tunsil.
Right. And I would guarantee you that the coaching staff during the preseason made sure that stayed that way. Like, you're not seeing... We didn't see the primo offensive plays with, you know, everybody on the field. Obviously Terry McLaurin wasn't on the field, but like nobody knows what this offense is going to look like because the offense hasn't been on the field together. So, you know, there's no tape to be had, and you know, people always forget this. Like, Dan Quinn can make adjustments too, right? Like Cliff can make adjustments too. It's not just the defense that gets to make adjustments. This is a chess match. People, you know, get to make all sorts of adjustments on both sides of the field. And I think you have to give this coaching staff the benefit of the doubt. So I don't necessarily buy the tape thing because we don't know. I mean, like, we just don't know what it's going to look like yet.
When I hear people say that stuff, I'm like, you act like only one person, one side of the ball watches tape.
And like, everything's like, on the field the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not like Madden where you're just running the same play, you know, Barry Sanders sweep in and you know, hope for the best. I mean, it's such a complex thing now. I mean, just listen to a quarterback just rattle off, you know, the play. I mean, I don't even think that they know what's happening half the time. I think they're just making stuff up out there, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's so complex that it's impossible for everyone to have tape on everything at every single moment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just not the way the game's played.
There's a cottage industry of trying to make football sound more complicated than it is.
It was, I tell you, I played
people got rich off that.
I played in four different offenses, and I'm going to tell you, it got every year, the wording got to be ridiculous. I went from having four or five word plays to 15, 20 word plays.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving like the Gettysburg Address in the huddle, and
four score,
you know,
yeah. Fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, I love like the Gruden segments when, you know, he's like quizzing these quarterbacks
on a play,
and I think there's merit to that because that's the way it is in the NFL. I mean, like you're rattling off stuff, and everyone's got to be on the same page, so. Yeah, it's very complex to distill it down to, well, they got tape, you know, like, you know, it's, I got tape too, but doesn't mean a hill of beans.
You know what it really is? In college, you would think that the pro players have more knowledge, but the coach tell you what the play is in college, you know. If you give you a formation, everybody know where to go. In the pros now, with all this West Coast offense, they tell every damn player what to do,
right.
In essence. And my thing, if I can't just say Jack Wright, where everybody know where to go, I got to tell every person where to go, that means I'm thinking that the pro players are stupid.
I can barely make it, like, pay attention long enough for my buddy Scott Allen to tell me where he wants to go for lunch. Like he'll start it, and, like, I'm already like, oh, look at that butterfly. Let's go do this. You know what I mean? Like that's just not for me. I don't know how you did it. It's amazing to me. That's just a certain skill set.
Yeah. Hey, Greenberg, don't you live out in Ashburn, out that way now?
I am somewhere around there, yeah.
I'm doing all ears live from Lost Rhino tonight. If you want to come hang, come hang. We'll be there.
I might come over there and throw stuff at you.
I mean, do it.
Let me see. I'll text you if I can make it over there with the kids and stuff.
If
but,
you can make it, call me so we can go throw stuff at him together.
Yeah, come on by. Throw stuff at me. It'll be live television. You start throwing stuff, I'm just going to have to dodge it.
Then you'll have film on it, and you'll be able to dodge it next time.
All right, Neil. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you later.
It's our guy, Neil Greenberg, Washington Post. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. Let's take a look at anything that happened kind of around the NFL. Plus, this Ryder Cup stuff is breaking right now. Will Keegan Bradley pick himself as a player and a captain?
You should.
Nobody go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.